There is always another story or another side to it. A unique angle, a unique viewpoint, a unique insight. This is Chai FM. For Chai FM, I'm Michael McKenna. The annual Jerusalem March held during Chol Hamoed of Sukkot takes place today, where thousands of marchers from Israel and abroad are expected to participate in this traditional, colorful and vibrant event. And this year involves three sub-events: a morning march on a nature route, a gathering at Seker Park providing concerts, fair stalls and children activities, and a festive march through the streets of central Jerusalem. The main festive march will begin at 3 o'clock this afternoon, where representative groups from Israel and overseas, marching bands, dance groups, the IDF military, street performers, sports teams and other social groups will take part. And festivities are expected to continue into the early evening. Police and law enforcement are on high alert following recent acts of violence and attacks in the country. It's a disgrace. This is what the Executive Council of Australian Jury's co-CEO Peter Wertheim describes as a move by the National Tertiary Education Union supporting Palestine and rejecting the International Holocaust Remembrance Alliance's working definition of anti-Semitism in Australian universities. This follows a recent motion put forward by a boycott, divestment and sanctions BDS advocate Fahad Ali and approved by the National Tertiary Education Union. The union, in a somewhat contradictory statement, says whilst it opposes anti-Semitism and all forms of prejudice in the strongest terms, it regards the International Holocaust Remembrance Alliance's working definition of anti-Semitism as chilling free speech, restricting academic freedom, and restricting peaceful political expression. Australian Union of Jewish Students President Natalie Gunn has expressed concern about the impact this motion will have on Jewish students, whilst professor and academic Philip Mendez from Monash University has described the BDS movement as toxic and poisonous, which demonstrates discrimination in violation of Australia's multicultural principles. For the first time, New York State officials have declared that a Jewish day school, Brooklyn's Yeshiva Arukta Habosem, is violating the law by not meeting secular education standards. The yeshiva has now been instructed to provide an improvement plan with education officials. Those against yeshiva education claim that many of such schools do not provide suitable instruction in secular subjects such as English and mathematics, which hinders graduates from successfully entering the workplace or mainstream society. On the other hand, those supporting yeshiva schools claim that government is interfering and affecting religious interests and have filed a lawsuit challenging the new rules, arguing that yeshivas represent successful communities who have been unjustly singled out. Whilst debate continues around whether the United Kingdom should move its embassy to Jerusalem or not, 50 leaders and members of Jewish UK youth groups have signed a letter and sent it to Marie van der Sale, the president of the Board of Deputies of British Jews, criticizing her support for relocating the British embassy to Jerusalem. In the letter, they object to her inflammatory speech on the subject, urging her to consider the young leader's perspective on the matter and emphasize that such a move would jeopardize endeavors to solve the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. The letter goes on to warn that recognizing Jerusalem as Israel's capital, whilst failing to recognize the right to a Palestinian state, contradicts claims to support two states, adding that this would escalate Palestinian protests such as those seen when the American embassy was moved to Jerusalem. And in a show of solidarity, Project Rosanna, an NGO started by the Australian Jewish community, will oversee hundreds of Palestinian and Israeli nurses training together as part of a new project actioned by the U.S. Agency for International Development, USAID. A grant of $2.35 million to the project over 3 years will be used to establish a Palestinian-Israeli specialist nursing hub of 4 Palestinian and 4 Israeli hospitals and promote cross-border cooperation. Project Rosanna was named in honor of a young Palestinian girl whose life was saved by a team of Jewish and Arab medical professionals at Israel's Hadassah Hospital in 2012. And a year later, it was established as an international NGO in Australia. For Chai FM, I'm Michael McKenna. This Chai FM Global Update is a daily newscast focusing on Jewish news from the diaspora. It's free for you to listen to on chaifm.com. If you subscribe, we will email it to you daily.